91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy. I'm John Baldock with 91X News. The woman driving the wrong way along the 401 on Monday morning had spent the previous 16 hours to the crash in a Belleville area bar. Reporter Sean Macy has more.
23-year-old Corinne Howes died after she collided with a car in the eastbound lanes of the 401, 5 kilometers west of Walbridge Loyalist Road. Howes was driving westbound when the collision occurred. Ab Campion is with Ontario's Alcohol and Gaming Commission. He says, based on information provided by the OPP, Howes had been at the Angry Beaver Bar and Grill before the accident.
There was a young lady, a patron in this facility, who apparently was drunk and basically got in a car and, I believe, led to that accident.
The Angry Beaver has now had its liquor license suspended by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission. It faces 5 violations under the Act, including selling and serving alcohol outside of posted hours, selling liquor to patrons who appeared to be intoxicated, permitting drunkenness and the immoderate consumption of alcohol, and providing liquor free of charge. 23-year-old Shayna Harrison of Oshawa also died in the crash. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
An inmate who is thought to have escaped from the Warkworth Institution was found inside the medium-security prison northeast of Belleville, Ontario. Mark Doyle, aged 48, couldn't be found during the 420 headcount. Doyle is serving a life sentence for second-degree murder and attempted murder. Corrections officials say a search team found Doyle inside the prison at around 1 a.m. Reports of the death of Doyle are false. The Loyalist Cash Office is accepting donations for 2 students who lost everything in a fire that took their house earlier this week. Director of Student Services Catherine O'Rourke says it's times like these when Loyalists needs to come together.
I think it's very important to demonstrate that we do have a strong, supportive community and that it's in difficult times that we really demonstrate that community.
Any donations will help, and next week's Random Acts of Kindness, there will be a food drive held on their behalf. RCMP believe a public plea made by the father of a man charged in the shootings of 2 Alberta Mounties helped keep his arrest peaceful. Sawyer Robison, who is 27, was taken into custody in a rural area southeast of Edmonton at around 5 a.m. this morning. Police say Robison was extremely stressed when he was found in a truck on a rural road with 2 other people near an industrial area. He faces 2 counts of attempted murder and is to make his first court appearance next week.
It's a significant blow to the government. They're minus 3 cabinet members. That's in addition to a deputy labor minister who resigned yesterday. He was a socialist. All 4 are protesting against the new austerity measures.
That's 91X News. To 2 o'clock, here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. Former Leafs captain Matt Sundin is in the news today, and it isn't about popping another Leafs goal in the postseason against the Sens. Sundin is donating $300,000 for a medical exchange program. He wants to establish a scientific exchange program between the University of Toronto and a Stockholm Institute in Sweden. The Swede played 13 seasons with the Leafs. In 18 NHL seasons, the Swede had 564 goals, 785 assists, and 1,346 games. The Lancers host the 2-14 Cabrian Golden Shields tonight here at the college. Lancers leading scorer Matt Miller looks to lead his club's best efforts to a victory. Miller currently leads the team in points per game and 3-pointers made. Tip-off is 6 p.m. Tonight's game between the Detroit Red Wings and Anaheim Ducks is not just another NHL game. The Wings are on the brink of making NHL history as they put an 18-home winning streak on the line against the Corey Perry and the Ducks. The 1975-76 Philadelphia Flyers currently hold the NHL record with 20 consecutive wins at home. The Froncs are set to battle the hometown Bulls tonight. Kingston have chalked up the last 2 victories. Bulls leading scorer Brendan Gaunce looks to get his club back into the playoff race. Bulls have been off since Saturday's 2-1 loss to the Owen Sound Attack. Bulls' hottest player, Austin Brassard, looks to build on his current hot streak. They trail Mississauga by 1 point in the Eastern Conference. Puck drop is 7 p.m. at the K-Rock Center. That's sports. Here's Johnny Boldrick with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon. The temperature will stay steady near plus 1 degree. Tonight, cloudy, again a 40% chance of snow early in the evening, amounting to about 2 to 4 centimeters and a low of minus 12. Saturday, periods of snow ending in the morning and a high of minus 7. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.